But now to the news, which is a bit worrying. When it comes to, speaking of money, you reckon these days a lot of us do banking, do buying, do all sorts of things on the web through our Wi-Fi network. How secure is it? The suggestion from Interstate is that one in five networks in small businesses and homes might be either absolutely free of security, like there's no security whatsoever, or it's quite low. What does that mean? To help us out, our regular IT commentator, Stilgarian. Morning, Stilgarian.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Well, first of all, let's define the terms. What's a secure network? What's an insecure, unsecure network?
I'll say nothing is absolutely secure or absolutely not. It's always a shade of grey with these things. But when it comes to the Wi-Fi itself, it's fairly simple. Either the signal between your computer and the little Wi-Fi access point, your router and out, either that is encrypted, encoded, so no one can monitor it, or it's not. It's just in there, plainly transmitted for anyone to read.
So when you say anyone to read, this anyone could be what, sitting outside your house or just in the street outside your business?
Absolutely that, because that Wi-Fi signal goes, yep, far enough out into the street, into the house next door, if you're in an apartment block or flats, in the adjacent flat or whatever, and they could just connect.
I bet you've tried it where you live. How many can you get into? Well, not get into.
Right this very moment, I'm out in the scrubland of the Blue Mountains, so there's no one within Cooey.
But when you're in the city,
typically, if you're in a block of flats, you'll usually find one. That one in five figure comes from the Queensland Police, and it doesn't surprise me at all. It's better than it used to be because most of the Wi-Fi devices now come out of the box, and when you configure them, they tell you to turn it on, many of them. Some don't. But a few years ago, just to make your life easier, they come wide open. So you plug it in, turn it on, and turn on your Wi-Fi on your computer, and you just connect. But the giveaway is, if it never asked you for a password, then you're not encrypted. You just connected into a wide open link.
Stilgarian, for people who don't know much about these things, where would they go to on their computer to find out, whether or not they are protected, and how many networks are picking them up and how many networks around them can they pick up?
Okay, well, to answer some of that, to see whether your link is encrypted, you go to wherever it is to list all of the wireless networks you might want to join. Now, it's a little bit different between Windows and Macs and on your smartphone and so on. But essentially, if you go to, you know, your network configuration and say, okay, show me all the wireless networks, and the first one to see, is there a little padlock icon next to the name of that wireless network and the one that you join.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're looking at the ones around you, you'll see that some of them may have a padlock and some may not. And the ones that don't have a padlock, you can probably join. I will point out that's illegal, technically-ish. Shouldn't probably do it. But the other then trick is that your wireless device is probably configured not on your computer, but you connect to it through your web browser somehow, and you log into your wireless device to configure that up. And this is the one where you might need someone to double check for you later, because it's not something that's easy to remember while listening to the radio. But there's two styles of this encryption. One's called WEP and one's called WPA. The WEP is an old one, it's not as good, and the hackers can actually break into that in about 10 minutes if they want to.
But if you've got a lock next to your network or
The name of your network that you join,
then
that's the first step, and at least that's encrypted. You're not one of the one in five.
So are you secure?
Against a casual attacker, yes.
Maybe we should ask about that next stage is, you know, this person sitting outside your business, outside your house, what can they get into? Are they into our bank details?
Okay, well, the good news is they can't get into your banking, internet banking session, because that itself is its own encrypted link between your web browser, the program you use to look at the internet sites, and the bank. So they have their own encrypted connection. But many of the things that you do on the internet are not encrypted. So typically, you might be looking at a Facebook page, you might be logging into your email, you might be browsing other websites, what you're searching for, and so on. Sometimes that's encrypted and sometimes it's not. And that's when you look in your web browser, and when you connect to the bank, you'll see in one corner there's a padlock icon there. That tells you you're safe. Or where the web address is HTTPS at the beginning, for S for secure, as opposed to just HTTP and then the address. So anything with that S for secure, that's separately encrypted. But anything that's not, that person sitting in the car or in the flat next door can just see the lot. Absolutely everything. And that's a problem because if, for example, your email is not encrypted or they can see what kind of things you search for or your Facebook session is not, they can build up enough information about you to steal your identity.
Cool. Okay.
So they can get, once they know your name, address, your date of birth, maybe your electricity account number, a few things like that, they can go and open a bank account in your name, or worse, a credit card in your name, mm-hmm. but their address.
The other thing they can,
you find out months later when the bloke knocks at your door to say, can we have our $20,000 back? Thank you very much.
Well, that explains, you mentioned the Queensland Police are active about this. They're doing a thing called war driving at the moment. What's that?
Well, war driving is what the bad guys do. It's driving around to find these unsecured networks so that they can do their deeds. For example, if you're doing a bit of hacking or you're downloading a bit of pornography that goes over the boundaries into the illegal stuff, you certainly don't want to be using your own internet link at home because you can be tracked down. So quite often, the hackers, the bad guys, will just use someone else's internet link. And you literally just cruise around and detect an open Wi-Fi network and use that for your activities instead. And so the Queensland Police have actually been doing campaigns every now and then where they do it. And they go around, and when they find an open Wi-Fi network, they'll actually knock on the door and explain the risk to the people at home and hand them a leaflet on how to fix it. Because that's just part of something they do every now and then to help reduce the crime in the first place. And just, you know, it's a bit like telling everyone, hey, lock your doors and windows. Because the internet is now so much part of our lives, and that Wi-Fi network is, if you like, your front door into the internet, they're saying, just put a lock on it.
Still, Gary, and a quick one just before we let you go. Is there any simple software out there where that will keep track of all of your passwords for you? And I'm wondering, is that a good idea? Because if they can get into your system, then they know all of your passwords, if they can get into that.
Well, that's if they can get into their link monitoring. There's two things. They're getting onto your computer, and there's just listening to the traffic between your computer and the internet. But to answer your question about those password managers, yes, there are some good ones. I don't know whether you want me to name names because there are a variety of them, but what they do is store all your passwords in a highly encrypted way so that even if someone gets your computer and physically carries it away, it'll be a hard job for them to get those passwords, and they're protected with one master, difficult-to-remember password that you just put in at the start of your session.
All right. Perhaps if you give us one name.
One password is the one I use.
One password.
Just the letter one and password. But there are others, and they may suit you a bit better.
Stu Guerin, terrific. Thanks very much.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Our IT commentator occasionally on the idea that one in five of us have either no security on our Wi-Fi network or not enough.
20 past 8.